We have new numbers from the Department of Commerce today on the state of the U.S. economy. Consumer spending was down in December for the first time in months, while inflation continued to climb. Michael Regan is here to make sense of it all for us. He's senior editor at Bloomberg News. Mike, good to have you back.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So lots of data on the economy out this morning. What are the key takeaways?
Well, I think I would first preface it by saying that the economy really is still very strong. Before these reports today, we learned just yesterday that at the end of last year, gross domestic product grew 6.9%, which is really super strong, compared to recent history, even before the pandemic. But these numbers today do sort of confirm that consumers are feeling the effects of both the virus, the renewed flare-up of the virus, and this high inflation. As you said, adjusted for inflation, consumer spending actually fell 1% last month, which is not a good sign. Our economists here at Bloomberg and other economists, though, do believe that it's probably just a temporary slowdown because of the virus flare-up, and you know the cases seem to, knock on wood, with any luck, be peaking. But it, you know, it definitely a setback for the economy because of the virus and inflation.
Sure. Let's talk a little bit about inflation. Up almost 6% last year in 2021. Do these latest numbers give you any clearer picture of what's driving these high levels of inflation? You mentioned Omicron. What else is driving it?
Yeah, it's really, you know, it goes back to the old laws of supply and demand, and you have issues on both sides. On the demand side, you had a lot of people who saved up a lot of money during the pandemic because, you know, they were stuck at home, they had to cancel vacations, they simply spent less. And spending patterns have changed a little bit, too. People are buying more goods, physical goods like furniture for the home, with all this pent-up savings. And that's one end of it. On the supply side, though, obviously we're still dealing with all these supply chain issues that you hear about, whether it be factories that closed because of the virus or the ports being just overwhelmed and sort of being a bottleneck, trucker shortages, that sort of thing. So it's really a combination of both the supply and the demand sides that I think a lot of economists and, you know, government officials had hoped it would be more resolved than it is right now. But it's all proving to be a lot slower to be resolved than people were hoping last year.
And what about consumer confidence? How are people feeling about the economy right now? What do we know about that?
Yeah, this is really interesting given, you know, unemployment is almost back to the lows before the pandemic. That GDP number is really high. But the University of Michigan's consumer sentiment numbers came out today. They were actually the lowest in more than a decade since 2011. And if you look inside the nuts and bolts of the report, it is that inflation that most people are pointing to as sort of sapping their confidence. It's also a very big political divide. Republicans are much more pessimistic about the economy than Democrats, which is an interesting phenomenon.
Interesting phenomenon indeed. Okay, that's Michael Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News, talking to us about the latest numbers in the economy and consumer confidence. Mike, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.